Charlotte officials have spent the past 2 months debating how to fill a $22 million hole in the city's budget. That hole comes mostly from lost business taxes after lower property reappraisals and the loss of a business license tax. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports the city council voted last night to fill the budget hole in part with garbage.
When you think of the city of Charlotte facing a budget hole larger than in any single year of the recession, you probably don't think of throwing away your trash, which is, by the way, what I'm doing right now. Tomorrow morning, the city's trash collectors are going to come, and they're going to pick it up, and they're going to haul it away. The question of how you pay for that has become kind of the crux of the budget issue. Right now, homeowners contribute a $47 flat fee, and apartments, they pay by unit. City Manager Ron Carley's proposed eliminating that and raising property taxes. The idea being most homeowners would actually pay less.
This is not about solid waste. Not about solid waste.
Mayor Dan Clodfelter to council members last week.
It's about fixing the hole created in the budget by the loss of business tax revenue. Bless his heart, the manager found a way to rebalance the tax system.
Everyone pays more property taxes. Homeowners get a discount on trash. Businesses don't. The council's two Republicans argued it was a redistribution, while Mayor Pro Tem Michael Barnes called it a shell game. Others balked at making trash so intrinsically important to the budget, especially since, as Councilman John Autry argued, the current setup has problems.
We've got a laundry list.
Paying for trash with two fees from homeowners and apartments, plus using property taxes, is unusual, the city manager has said. A consultant in 2012 recommended wholesale structural changes. Councilwoman Vi Lyles said yesterday she doesn't want an overhaul for this budget.
I think that the most important thing when I look at this budget is to make sure that we have a sustainable plan for this year until we can, as a council, say what's going to be on the table for a thorough discussion going forward.
So the council approved instead a scaled-down version for the upcoming year. It lowers, doesn't eliminate, the trash fee for homeowners and raises the apartment fee. Both become $25. But it would also create a new $250 fee on small businesses that currently rely on the city for service. Meanwhile, property taxes go up by about a cent. The city reports about 70% of homeowners would still pay less fees and taxes total. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.
The city's new plan also includes scaling back fee increases on developers and funding more street repaving. It keeps a pay raise for city staff. Members discussed but did not agree to fund a new ladder company for the strained fire station in the North Lake Mall area. The council may still make changes to the budget at its next meeting on Monday before a final vote to approve on June 8th.